Hello, my name is Hugh Cook and I head the business immigration team here at Burgess Salmon. Today's podcast, recorded at the end of February 2020, looks at how immigration is going to change in light of Brexit. We're at a really exciting time because from 1 January 2021, we're going to have a points-based immigration system that will apply to both European and non-European migrant workers. Now, the government's intention is to create a system that will welcome skilled workers from across the world to contribute to the UK's economy, communities, and public services. It's a watershed moment, and I think that the changes are going to affect almost all UK businesses. But I'm probably getting ahead of myself because we've still got to navigate our way through the rest of 2020. We're in the transition period until the end of this year, and although we're out of the EU, freedom of movement for workers essentially continues. What does that mean? Well, European nationals currently in the UK can continue to work here without a visa, and European nationals who come to the UK by 31st of December 2020 can remain here after that date without needing a visa under the new immigration system. But, and here's the but, they must register under the settled status scheme by the 30th of June 2021. If they don't, they won't technically be allowed to stay in the UK. Now, the stats suggest that there are still 800,000 European nationals who haven't registered. So employers really need to make sure that their European workers who want to stay in the UK register themselves and their families. If the European national's been here for 5 years, they will get so-called settled status, in other words, indefinite leave to remain in the UK. If they've been here for less than 5 years, they will get pre-settled status, which they can convert to full settled status at the 5 year point. So that's 2020, but what about the brave new world from 2021 onwards, the new points-based system? Well, it's worth remembering that the UK has already had a points-based immigration system since 2008. It's a five-tier system, and tier two covers skilled migrants being sponsored by a UK business. On the 19th of February, the government published a policy paper about the future immigration system, and it's clear that Tier 2 is going to be the main route under which UK businesses will be able to employ migrant workers from 2021 onwards. Under Tier 2, a migrant worker, whether they're European or from elsewhere in the world, will be able to get a Tier 2 visa if they speak English, they have a job offer from a registered sponsor, the role is at an appropriate skill level, and it's paid at the required salary. Now, all of that looks pretty similar to the current Tier 2 requirements, but there are a number of significant changes. Firstly, the requirement to advertise the role, the so-called resident labour market test, will go. That's good news for employers, because it was a prescriptive process that often delayed recruitment. Secondly, the skill level is dropping, so that Tier 2 will cover medium-skilled as well as higher-skilled roles. The minimum skill level will be a role requiring A-level qualifications or equivalent. And thirdly, the minimum salary for the role will drop to £25,600. There will be no regional variations across the UK, although the minimum salary can be reduced in certain circumstances, for example if the role is on the government's shortage occupation list. Now, all of that is good news for employers wanting to employ migrant workers in skilled roles, but it's not such good news for those wanting to employ migrant workers in lower paid or lower skilled roles. What the Home Office have said is that UK employers need to move away from a reliance on the UK's immigration system for low paid workers, and they should instead look to invest in staff retention, productivity, and increase investment in technology and automation. And that poses real challenges for some sectors, such as social care, hospitality, retail, construction, farming, which are all heavily dependent on lower skilled or lower paid workers. Now, the government might explore sector specific options. For example, they're going to allow 10,000 seasonal agricultural workers to come and pick and pack crops. But workforce planning is going to get more costly and more complicated, and employers will need to consider if there's technology or automation that they can introduce to reduce their reliance on low-skilled workers, although of course that's not going to be a quick solution. And they're also going to need to be mindful of the fact that wages will increase as the market becomes more competitive. So, what should employers be doing now? I think you should be asking yourself the following questions. Do you currently rely on European nationals to fill low-paid or low-skilled roles? If so, do you want to use the rest of 2020 to recruit EU nationals when there's essentially freedom of movement? Do you expect to employ non-UK nationals after the 1st of January 2021? If so, you're going to need to register as a sponsor and put in place compliance systems, personnel and processes. And finally, how are you going to recruit and retain your workforce in the future? This has been one of a number of podcasts about Brexit that are available on our website. I'm Hugh Cook, and this podcast has been about Brexit and immigration.